Mittelmacht, or Bethlehem, which is Erev, Christmas, Christmas Eve. So the shell is where, first, why do we do something because of it? Or was it Yonim with Makar Lalacha, they should do something because of it? That we fast, bring down Megillas Tainus when we fast, and bring down we fast in the Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, and Yud Tevis. So in the Sabbath Tevis, everyone knows why we fast, because Nebuchadnezzar, he put a siege in Yerushalayim and started off the Korban. On the Ches Tevis, the Mechaber says, why is there a minute to fast? Because by the time of Zeleni and Malko, they changed the Torah from Lashon HaKodesh to Yavon. On Tes Tevis, why they fast? The Mechaber says, I don't know why. According to Torah, he doesn't know. So what do you mean, don't know? So Mishavur already says, what's the reason? Because Ezra Sefer, he died on that day. Has says, to say it's Ezra Sefer, the Pel, the Mechaber didn't know, because in Slich, it says in the forest that he died on Tes Tevis. So what's Pshat to the Mechaber? So already the Chidot said about it, he didn't know Ezra Sefer died that day. Except that there's a side why he fast. Side, don't say the side. The Ochas Chaim, already the Rishon said also there's a side why he fast, don't say the reason. And then he says also Ezra Sefer died. What's the side? So Tesla Chadoshim on Megillas Tanya says, because that was the day that Yoshka was born. We fast in Tatevish, Shachonar, so we fast. They don't want to say the reason why, because the Goyim Shat know we're fasting because of Yoshka. However, Tes Tevis, 2002 years ago, was the day that Yoshka was born, and therefore we fast because of what came out of it, that he led to so much bloodshed, and so much pogroms, and Ritzichon, and Shmad because of him, and therefore we fast. We see already in India, because of Yoshka, the way to do something to show that we're, sad, upset about it, we fast on Tes Tevis. That's in the Yiddish date. In the Goyish date, which is Nittelmacht, first where does the word Nittel come from? So the word Nittel is either from a Roman word of Natal, Natal means he was born today, or they bring down from the Meskot, others it says from the word Natlah, he was hung, we hung him at the end, or they say as a joke, Nittel stands for Yidin Tarnish Leinen, Rosh Tevis, Yidin Kimlin tonight. I said, really, either because he was born today, or he was hung, they would call him Nittelmacht.
Tes Tevis and the 25th can never come out the same day.
So about 2 years ago it did. Yeah, I think it's up by half a day. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
The calendar's up by
30 days. No, 2 years. No, why? The Torah Chadashim makes a cheshbon that came out 2002 years ago, and Gimel Aleph, Toshin Samach Aleph, the Tes Tevis was December 25th.
You said December 25th.
Yeah, makes a cheshbon.
It's really January. It's very.
Oh, no, he makes a cheshbon 7/25. That's the cheshbon. You know. I know why I didn't see the cheshbon inside because I couldn't find this Torah Chadashim. I couldn't find Gil's Tainus either. The Oitz doesn't have one. But they all quote it, and he makes a cheshbon. No, yeah. Fine. So I said he was born again December 25th, Pashas, and January 1st, 8 days later, was the day of his Milo. That's when they start counting the New Year on January 1st, because that's the day they made a celebration, 8 days later. So he was born December 25th on 1 BC, which is interesting before himself. And the Milo was January 1st, AD, which is on also 1 AD. There was no year zero that year. So who was he? So the Gemara in Shabbos where he says in Kuftal and Beis, he says what his Yichus is. The Gemara in some prints have it, some don't, it's from the Chasonis HaShas. Most prints now do have it. It says that what? That first, who was his mother? His mother was Miriam Megavla Seir. Mary the hairdresser, that was his mother. His mother's husband was Papas Ben Yehuda. And the Baal, someone's Ma'anasir, was Pandura. The Baal was Pandura. Therefore, when we call him Yoshka Pandrik, that's when we call him Yoshka the Mamzer. We're saying the Baal's name, we're not saying, that's what the name coming, Yoshka Pandrik, because Gemara, the Gemara called him Pandura, the Baal's name was Pandura, we call him Yoshka the Mamzer. That's who he was. There's no Meis in Gemara Sanhedrin, that Yeshua ben Prachil was Doicha Yeshu b'shnei Yedayim, because he was Mstakel on an innkeeper's wife. So then he takes this as Gashu, Kamar Yishonim, depends which, again, if the Chesonis Shas is put back in or not, there's Taisvis Kavdal and Shabbos, or Taisir Rosh there, or it's an engine of Zayin that is Luchurim Shum and Pachra, which is Thomas Hill on Shammai 150 years before Pavitz Ben Yehuda, before this Yeshu and one Shabbos, which is Thomas of Akiva. So Taisir's answer, there are two different Yeshus, and Echlamai, two Yeshus. There's one lived in Thomas Hill, Shum and Pachra. There's one that was lived later, that we, the end of the, near the Chorban by Thomas of Akiva. There are two different Yeshus. That's the Yavit says, and Hamma Farshim, clearly the two different Yeshus. Sega Darius writes the four Yeshus, I'm not sure where he got that from, but Pashas, we showed him right clearly the two different Yeshus. Now this Yeshu, first, do we kill him or not? They're poor in Shiloh. So the historians argue about it, I think that now the church says we didn't kill him, they apologize for it. So Rabbel Wine writes in the Sefer, he makes a cheshbon, he says it can't be that we killed him. Pashas cheshbon. Why? The Gemara says, first one was the Churban was Berach 68 AD. 68. The Gemara in Subas Daf Lamed and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban, we stopped already giving Misa. We stopped killing people. The Bezin left the Lishchas Agozis. We stopped giving Misa. Then we stopped killing people in 28 AD. Yoshka, he lived until, let's say, Moshit is till 34 AD. So if so, he lived 6 years till after Ray the Bezin stopped giving Misa. Therefore, Rabbi Wan writes clearly, he didn't kill him, it must be the Romans killed him. Nearly, I think he only wrote it out to Rosh Hashanah, that he wrote a book and the Ilum was going to read, and I think he only wrote it for that reason. Because Tosfos in both places writes clearly that true that they left 40 years before and not to kill people. However, the Bezin did go back, Lishos HaGosis, HaRosh, whenever they decided they need to kill a person, they did go back. Whenever there's a Tzorek and Klai Yisrael, they went back and they did kill a person. The Lashon and Tosfos in Sanhedrin is, K'may Hu Uvdav Ukiyei Tzibayi. We went back to who Uvdav Ukiyei Tzibayi. Who is Kiyei Tzibayi? So the B'Yomer writes, the Radi Yosef, and Chal Gimel Yodeh Simitas, he writes, Kiyei Tzibayi means Yeshu. They went back for Yeshu. Explains, Tosfos means, literally, that they went back to go kill Yeshu. The Pasha is, we killed Yeshu.
He's only 34 years old.
34, 37, or 32. Depends on which guess you have. But I think Matthew writes 32. Oh, you see, so I'll quote Matthew's, it says 32. So yes, but any either age you have, l'chor, you possibly have it after 28 AD. So it comes out if he. So I think Belon wrote out to Russia, but l'chor, we did kill him. Before the Gemara, the legend of him, Gimel, the Gemara says that he took Yeshua Naitzi, and we announced 4 days before him that he wouldn't kill him, and Erev Pesach we hung him and we killed him. Most of the first, it depends again if you have the Chasson Shatz inside or not. But if the guess that we the Chasson Shatz had, it says clearly that we killed him. He writes about his five Talmidim, about Matthew, Nikolai, and Toidol, all his five Talmidim, we killed them also. The Gemara writes clearly that we killed him. Basically, I'll get to that. Hashem clearly gave him skila. So the Gemara says first of all, we killed him. The Gemara says we killed him because we did Kishuv Masiach Madiach. We kill him, we give him skilo. We kill him. So again, we killed him. You can really argue and say we're talking about when we killed him in the Yeshua on the first Yeshua, the one 450 years earlier. However, the Rambam, the Frankel, would also put back the censors and put back what was taken out. He writes in Malachim, Perkid Aleph, Halacha Dalid, that Yeshua Nasi, that was Mashiach, which includes only one of them, who thought he was Mashiach. He said that we killed him, right? The Bezin went and killed him. The Rambam passed me Halacha that we killed him when he pushed Rambam. So anytime he's still passes, we did kill him. The din is, if someone's God's Kishon Masiach Madiach, the din is Skilo. So what happened? Why did we hang him? So Erech Ramin, they say that Doris and the Goyis, the Rishag, right, we did Skilo first. We first killed him. He was dead already. When he hung upon the cross, he already was dead. They have him with his eyes open. Maybe his eyes open, I don't know. But the Bible, he was dead already. So, first of all, so why do we hang him? There's a Machlag of laws in the Chomim. Do we hang people who give Skilo? The Chomim says we don't hang people for Skilo, unless it's Megadif or Oyvim by the Zara, for Yeshu is neither one of them. So why do we hang him? So either the Goyish of Sag says either you're passing like Reb Elazar, which says a very not mistaken, because Bechor the Halach like a Chomim, that Reb Elazar says you hang everyone who can get Skilo. He says even the Chacham who hold that you don't have to hang him, the Halach is you don't have to be allowed to hang him. And since we were in the fast and we killed Yeshu, killed the Mashiach, therefore even according to the Chomim says you don't have to hang him, be allowed to hang him, and therefore even according to the Chomim we also hung him. We hung him after he was dead. So Bechor they got two things wrong. First of all, we hung him, he was dead already, we didn't crucify him. But also, when we hung him in Bezin, the Bezin, the Gemara says that it was an L-shape, what we hung him on, like a hangman. It wasn't the T-shape that they hung him on the cross, the lowercase T. Partially they got it wrong. If you look in the theology books, in the Greek theology, they have the cross beforehand. The cross comes from them already, the myth of hanging them, putting him on a cross. We only hung him on like an L-shape. That's dumb. That's how I think. No. We use Goldberg's nails. No.
What has been the L-shape?
No, they have a cross with a T. They have a T, right? We didn't. Our things in Bezin was an L. It was like this. So I'm like a hangman.
Ah,
I'm a hangman. Fine. So that's who Yashka is. The one is Nitlmacht. So I think it's known that there are different Nitlmachts. There are either two or three, either tonight, which is December 24th, or December 25th, or the Erev January 7th, or Erev January 6th.
I think.
Yeah, so some of them got to keep two, but Pashas. See, why not? So first, where did it come from having three different nipples? I mean, in their own books, right? December 25th, he was born.
But what's
even
have one?
Well, have one, we have to also have for one. But first, where did it get three nipples, then why we have even
yeah,
one?
Yeah, no, Christians are still keeping like,
January 7th.
Three quarters
have
to keep January
7th. Right, 7th. Yeah, show us why. So if the get us also lalo, we see why. Not just health nipple. So first, the calendar. They set the calendar before Yashka ready. It's called the Julian calendar. The calendar by the sun went, it was 365 days and 6 hours. which is basically what Gemara says, Tkuva Shmuel. Shmuel writes, a calendar, the sun calendar is 365 days and 6 hours. That means every 4 years, if you have 6 hours every 4 years, you're missing a day. So you have a leap year, you add in a day every 4th year. You have 365 days for 3 years. And the 4th year, you have a 366th day. Because you have 6 hours missing, so 4 times 6 is 24, 24 hours, you have an extra day. So that's how the calendar should work. That's what Shmuel says, and that's a Julian calendar. The problem is, Ve'etzim is off. The calendar of Ve'etzim really is 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. So Ve'etzim, when we make a calendar, the sun calendar, we're really ahead 11 minutes a year. Really going 11 minutes too quick. So you think, what's the big deal? 11 minutes too quick. So the problem is, over time, 11 minutes means a lot. That means 11 minutes over, as 128 years is one day. You're missing one day from the calendar. So in the year 1582, Pope Gregory VIII, he went and he said that that the seasons were getting earlier and earlier. That means spring started being in the end of March. March 25th was March 11th then. It keep going, it'll end up being in February spring, and then January spring, and keep going earlier and earlier. So that was a problem. So what did he do? So in 1582, he got together and he changed the calendar. What did he do? He said, you're going to sleep tonight, October 4th, and tomorrow's going to be October 5th. So he said, take out 10 days from the calendar. You're going to sleep now October 4th, tomorrow will be October 15th. He took out 10 days, skipped 10 days from the calendar, missing 10 days. So that's only until then they fixed it up, so therefore the Tkufas, the seasons, will come out always on the 21st. So it took care of 10 days. The problem is, how are you going to fix the future? So Ba'atim, leap year is every 4th year. Every 4th year is a leap year. So it should be a leap year also in the year 1700, year 1800, year 1900. So take care of the problem he made that in the calendar, the year 1700, not have a leap year, not have extra day, February 29th, take it out. In the year 1800, take it out. The year 1900, take it out. Except every 400th year, which is 2000, 2004, 2008. That means this 2000, we left it in. That was what he did. So it came out, he took out 10 days. Voyager took out in the year 1700, the 1800, and the 1900. So we're missing 13 days from the calendar. What's not mean of us? Halacha. So the basis of it, he says, in Simon Kufi and Zayin, that when do you start saying the same Talmud Levracha? So the halacha, he's saying 60 days after the Tekufa. So right, the basis of when is that? He says, it depends. If February is February 28th, and it's only 28 days the next February, then he says he starts saying it on November 27th, St. Talmud Levracha, that night, the night before 22nd. However, if it's February 29th, the leap year, it can be a civil leap year, then he starts saying it on November 23rd, St. Talmud Levracha. Kidua, everyone knows that when you start saying the St. Talmud Levracha, we start saying it either the 4th at night or the 5th at night. How did it change? So the Magi and the Torah already brings down Pope Gregory and the history and what happened. And he says, Eichlam, they took out 13 days from the calendar, and the Etzim, what happened, November 27th, 23rd, turned out to be 5th and 6th, which is, we start saying the 9th of the 4th, 9th of the 5th. So that's the Nafkamino, that means the year 2001. Anything you have in your Siddur, it says, you're supposed to say the same time of the Rachot, 4th and 5th, you're going to have to change it, put a little sticker on top of it, and be 5th and 6th. Because again, the year 2001, they take out another day from the calendar, because we hold Etzim like Shmuel, And they took out days from the calendar. They changed it to Kufa Shmuel. They did the same thing by Nitalacht, once Christmas. Even when they changed it, Pope Gregory, there's a big machlokes in Europe to keep it or not, and slowly over time, most people changed it, but even right away, first 100 years not. Eventually, over time, so some Enechlamim, if you go to Russia now, or Greece, Enechlamim, they keep Christmas one, January 7th, because that's right now, it's the 24th. If you take away, what should it really be? If you didn't touch the calendar, it should be December 11th right now. Should be right now December 11th, not December 24th. Except they took out days. They took out 13 days. They put December 24th. So the Etzem, when will be really be December 25th according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel will be January 7th. That's when we have different nittles. Either January 7th, which they took out days from the calendar, which is for the real nittle according to Shmuel, or the 25th, which Pope Gregory decided to win. That's when Christmas is. The Indian, the Makar...
His question was right.
We keep it as Shmuel. And well, we don't change it. It's interesting, an article in Birchas Hacham makes a cheshbon. It says, after 40,000 years, he says, you start saying the same Talmud Levracha Erev Pesach. He starts saying it then, and he stops saying it then. Because that's when it comes out. So he said, we don't worry about these things, because we know Mashiach Gam Vashur, there's no problem, and we were saying Mechon Shmuel, no Indian. But in cheshbon, Echlami, we're wrong, but this is Shmuel in the cheshbon, and off a little bit, no problem, we don't mind it. But this chesed is brought down in the time of Hagim, is brought down in the Netzach Avil, opening down this chesed in Tzemach David, opening down this history, exactly what happened in the days, after the same time, what was the also the Nisho. Why do some people keep January 6th? I think the Belzach Hasidim have January 6th. They have an interesting reason, because there, Avastainu, before 1900s, kept January 6th. Some of the guys said it'd be a Daniel, they kept the 6th, and also the 7th. They kept only, no going to keep the 6th. Except since there, I was saying they kept the 7th meaning that way. That's where it came from. Who does a write in this Makar? Is that a Kitzer, when he writes, Kitzer wrote the Shulchan Aruch before the year 1900, and he wrote when he said the same Talmud to Rafa, so he writes, it starts saying it when the night of the 3rd, night of the 4th, because he was before, they took another day from 1900. So again, he is the night of the 3rd, night of the 4th, we hold the night of the 4th, night of the 5th, and Beis Yisrael held before in the night 22nd and 23rd. Those are we get three different nittles from. Now, why is the meaning, first, what's the halachas in nittle? So there are two main halachas. One halacha is, if you do it, we don't learn. We'll see the reason why, and why not to learn. And why is the other ending of to not have zivig with Polish history, not have tashmish. So first, what's the ending of not living at night? What's the ending of not to learn? So Netek Avil brings down 8 reasons. But I'll talk about the 3 main ones, the main makaris. Well, really, let's first back up. First, the ending of not learning at all. So the Oyam says it's a minigal chassidim. It's a chassidim, it's marish, and some person on the yesir, it's marish, chassidim, it's priyot. So where they come from first? So the first Makar, the Chavasiyar, first, when the Chassidim start, the Baal Shem was born in the year 1700, 1698, 1700, and he was Megal himself only in 1734. That means anything beforehand, around then, did not, was nothing to do with Chassidus. So the Chavasiyar has a Pirush in Shulchan Aruch and Ar Chaim, so he has a Sefer called Makar Chaim, and Simon Kufnun Hei, and he writes in Sif Aleph, that he wrote the Minig Nat Lomit Nacht. He died in 1702. He died when the Baal Shem was 2 years old. So the Rebbe Makar is brought down before anything to do with Chassidus. He writes down in the Lalocha. It's also brought down, Itzer Yad HaChaim brings down also the Mashah. Mashah is the early 1600s. He did not learn Nittul Nacht. He writes the Makoros from the Gzeres HaGoinim. The Makoros from the Goinim. It's also brought down the Yavitz in the Sefer, his Avkos. He also says, also he, his Minig was also not to learn Nittul Nacht. Yavitz also was born in the late 1600s. Get to what they did. I'm fine. The crazy place he went to Neipschitz, also he also had a minig. Priest went over to him and asked him. He went to Neipschitz, born also the late 1600s. The priest asked him, "How can Maisi not learn? Because if Torah is not in the kind of the world for 1 second, go back to your vayu." So it's brought down time and hug him that he answered back, "Minig is so Torah, and not learning is Torah. Hainu ach, dos is Torah." That's what he said. Maisi, I just ran. This is the minig of Olam. It's Chassid, but he was before the Chassidim. He was born, I think, in the 1690s. And he was before, nothing to do with Baal Shem Tov, and he writes, Minig Olam. Minig Olam is Torah, no problem.
He brings it in
this far? He brings it in time, it's brought down time in Hogim, recruit him. Mashor is brought down, Oitze Yad HaChaim, Ois Peches. The Yavitz is brought down in his own safe, in his Avkos. Also the Korban Sandal, also it's brought down like Sav Yad, that also the Netek Avil brings down, also it's not Lunitul. So it's not Stam, Chassidim, not Stam, no, certain Litvaks, these are Gdol HaChayim, these are not Stam people, this is Chavis Yor, this is the Yavis, this is Mashor, people mamish not learn. So there is a Minyan and a Minyan Gshayt in Gdol HaChayim, not Lunitul Macht. But now, once we see the Ism Makar, not just Yor, Narashkeit, so what is the reason for it? So the reason is brought down, one reason, the three main reasons, again, the Netek Avil says 8 reasons, but 3 main reasons. One is that Chassam Seif himself brings down from the Zhebi, Nosson Adler, the Indian is Pashit, it's Avelis. What happened? Yashka was born, just like on Tisha B'Av, we don't learn Torah, just like on Ban Ovel, 7 days doesn't learn Torah. So what did Yashka, who led so much Torah and so much bloodshed over Klai Yisrael, and Chassam, it's Avelis, we don't learn Torah, it's Avelis. He says it in the Korban Sanal, says the same reason, also it's Avelis, Korban Sanal, and Nosson Adler, it's Avelis.
So what do we mean by Nosson
Adler, it's like Chassam Seif has Kashin's Rebbe. Yeah, it's time you can start flying the Shalom Tisha B'Av. Is there a chiv to Torah, and therefore you have to learn the Avelis? Or is no chiv at all, except you have a right to learn Avelis? Could you tell me about Shalom B'Chol Yisachroinim, if there's a chiv to learn or not? In Tisha B'Av itself, maybe you have no chiv to learn, but you have a right to learn Avelis, or is there a chiv to learn, except you can't learn things of Simcha? Could you tell me that? But I'm sorry, it's the Kashas Rebbe, and Echonami. That's why he has a different reason. But my son, again, not in other words, passed it before the Baal Shem Tov, really, before getting involved with Baal Shem Tov. And he writes in the Altar Velas. A second reason, Taiman Hogan writes, more Balabatish, he says, it was dangerous in the street. Therefore the yeshiva was closed down. If you go out on the street, you go to learn and go back. We go and thought they were drunk, they were happy, and they thought it was a mitzvah to kill Yidden. It's a mitzvah, so we should go help them, save them the Shamas, and go kill them. It's in America, you don't see much that much in Christmas, but Lamais and Halloween, and the yeshivas are closed, telling you, don't come for night Seder, and if you come, things happen. I've got thrown out by eggs, you know. It's dangerous in America. Why can they think? It's a mitzvah to throw eggs, it's a mitzvah to hurt you or to hit you. The economy, I was danger, therefore we did not go and learn until the yeshivas are closed. Third reason, the Chasam Sofer writes, first he writes a minig kadmon, he writes clearly it's an old minig, and he writes also minig olam, also l'chura, it's an old minig, a minig kadmon. And he said, what's the reason? A separate reason. A third reason. Because the noitzim, what would they do? They would go, or as he writes that they would do, they would go to the church at Chatzos, and start being over their tumah from Chatzos and onwards. What a Klai Yisrael do? Usually Klai Yisrael will learn the first half of the night, and Chatzos go to sleep until the morning. So he said it would be a kitrig on Klai Yisrael. Well, it would be that Goyim are going to tumah, and Klai Yisrael is sleeping, is big kitrig. So we want the Klai Yisrael to learn at the same time they're going to that church. They went to the church on Chatzos, so we want to learn on Chatzos. So we told people not to learn the first half of the night, in order to learn the second half, because what you do the first half, you ask them what to do. The Chasam Sofer held, go to sleep. The point was, we told that we can't say to learn the second half of the night against them, because then the noise will come, like you're making the colors against us, you can't do that. So what did they say? They say, don't learn the first half. So it's true, Balbat can do whatever they did, but the Chasam Sofer says, but the Yeshiva guys, what do they do? They have to learn what they can do, they have nothing to do with the time. So they have to go to sleep, and they learn from Chatzos and onwards. Yeah, they are coming to go to sleep, and they wake up from Chatzos and onwards, for this reason. There are other reasons, again, the lot of Kabbalistic reasons, lots of Klippus, lots of Zoom, lots of Rachman, a lot of common reasons if you want to look up in the either in Netanyahu Avril or in Moed and Simcha. They both bring down another five reasons.
The first time I'm also
going to tell me that's the first time. So it could be that's an Afghanistan Chatzos. Because Chasam Sofer sounds like, when he writes it, he says the minimum is always the Chatzos. Even this minimum is always the Chatzos. He won't say why that Chatzos. That's how he writes it. In other form, it sounds like the minimum is not one all night. Well, it could be just Balbat, they went to sleep later and they were still. You'll see all this. You know, we might say Mashal being down, he used to do his cheshbon of a math at that night. I mean, he didn't go to sleep, and then he would go to sleep later. Or other people do different things, play chess, whatever they did. It's worth it. The Indian to sharpen your mind, so you can't do nothing, you can't waste your time. You have to sharpen your mind, do something to tell us, read history books. So, like, those are the three main reasons.
History is
not Torah, right? Is not Chochmah and Hilchos Shabbos, it is also on Shabbos, right? And Mechut also on Moshav Leitzim, even during the week, it should be also. No, so Moshav Leitzim says in Shin Zayin that you're allowed to read Jewish history, like Joseph and things out to Ellis. Therefore, even those things you're allowed to read.
You read the
Christians. We call it Hilchos Nittel, maybe, yeah. No, read the Christians. Again, no, Shin Zayin sounds like now read history anytime, because it's Moshav Leitzim. Yeah, no Chochmah, it's wasting time. No, it could be then, because anyway, as much as you have here, you have nothing else to do. Maybe for a short time, you'll have to. Try right, so grab it in the bathroom while you read history books, because anyway, it's a short time. The only thing is to be much late to sit and read history. But you, anyway, in the bathroom, you can't learn Torah, and try so right, you'll have to read history in these other books that you can't learn, that the Shin Zayin is not supposed to. So fine, so that's one in of Torah. Second in of Biparish Zivug. So they bring it down away from the Gur'ariyah, the Moral in the Seminary Shmem, they also write, so you had a Pirish Ma'achayim, again, it's in Kisav Yad, I didn't see it, but I bring it down, they said, Ein Chlam Yishu B'Parish Ma'os Leila from Zivug, the Chasam Sofer says, he brings down, there's a minig kadmon ready to close all the mikvahs that night, not have any mikvahs open, but he writes, the Shittos, it's a minig shtos, and the Vadish open it, because he holds all Indian is only else, because you should learn from Chatzos and onwards. There's no Indian at all. However, the Kabbalah sounds held to close it. Why? Because the Shittos are Atzaveilus. Kabbalah says close it, Atzaveilus. Chasam Sofer says Shittos and keep it open. And when the Chubas Chasanim brings down, and also Tarsus Yisrael, both bring down from Yehuda Chosid already, that Echanan you should not have any Zivug on Yisraelah, because it's a Klippus and Zoom or whatever. Yehuda Chosid, the Rishon already says you should not have any Tarshmish. And they bring down from the Baal Shem Tov, become a friend of being down, Baal Shem Tov says it. Any Meshumud, any Apikoris you see in this world, was from Zivig Mo'is Alayla. Scary thing. Anyone who came, any Apikoris, anyone who was a Meshumud, came from Zivig Mo'is Alayla. There's two halachas. Nice, the Pais can talk about that. Batsim, you should, even the Chassidim say, Mikadin, you should be Machmer. But after Chatzos is what you make along, because anyway, the whole thing after Chatzos is Batsim, could be there's no Makar for it. Now, the Bnei Yeshiva. The Maestro Oilam is here. I asked Ryan Chodesh if I can give a Chabur tonight. He said, yeah, and he didn't tell me he's very upset the sign was off. Fine. But, Maestro, why can we learn or should we learn? So first, there are a couple of reasons. One is, if the Chaznish writes, the main reason is time and hogim are going to hurt you and damage you. So over here, Nei Sol certainly doesn't apply. Chaznish says over here, about you learn, Nei Sol, there's no goyim, and I know if Nei Sol, there's no goyim. The reason is, Mamet, like time and hogim, which Chaznish says is the main reason. And if Mamet, no one's going to hurt you for going and learning. And go ahead, that's one reason. The other reason is also, The reason because the minig of nitzim, we go want to go after them and connect them some seifer already. So the Rabbi Oimin in Yodei Chel Gimel, he brings down the Indian of that. He brings out that already in Eretz Yisrael was a minig like Yishmaelim. This is a place where the etzim, most of the history, the only Arabs are here, or the Talmidei HaGra'a were here, and the Talmidei HaGra'a never had this minig nachmal nittel. There's no minig Yisrael Torah. They always did learn nittel, and Yishmael, the Arab countries always did learn nittel. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is nichlal like gedur. We don't have this minig in this makom anymore. Echam, you can't learn nittel. But he says, the Yavi Yomer and Kama Chayim, that dafk in other places, not Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara Ksuba says, Kom Yishloi Dov Eretz Yisrael, Kom Yishloi Dov Eretz Yisrael, Level is a chutzal. The Farshim explained that they're being ruled by another Tsar, by the Tsar Yovan, the Tsar Edom. But if so, Kamisha Yishol Akar is being ruled by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this place, the Machmah Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no Zuma, no Klippas, Betzim, it's an Indian of Kedusha, and we don't have to worry about any Indian of about the Christians. Echlamach and Eitzol, certainly, for these three reasons, certainly you can learn Eitzol. And go put Chazi, go look in the street and go see, I don't know of anyone over here that is Machmah, and certainly Litvitz Yeshivas, not to learn Nitalmacht. Sorry?
Al-Zavelis,
but it could be again, the Avelis is a Chiddush, this Indian. In the Chabal Chiddush, we have no minig over here. We have no minig over here, and therefore you can't take it. What? America, there is a minig already that way.
So
no minig, first of all, there are the Christians here, and right. No, we have
to
not to learn or to learn?
To learn.
To learn, again, Tamina God didn't have this way, Judah, Kamak Dolman did. And if you ain't a chabad chadusha, if you have a minig, maybe it's not. If you don't, what right is not to learn? It's leim shor b'picha. But that's the passage of the Gnomah. You have a minig, there's what to be samechon. The other minig is also what to be samechon. You don't have to learn. Nice, you have a kasha. I'll speak to you. Even if you do keep it, keep both of them. Or keep, 25th, 6th, 7th, which Shmuel was saying beforehand. No, it's like we say, or even the miracle, the L'chura, you don't know when, or to keep 25th and 24th, keep 2 days also, because you're not sure when Nittel is, Tzvek
the Yayma. No, Tzvek the Yayma is only on Tishrei
Cheshvan Kislev,
it's not Tzvek
the Yayma.
When does the
7th start? Okay, that's true. My why 7th, 25th and January 7th? So, either you can say, partial L'chura, depending on what the reason is, if you go, because you're trying to go against them, so whenever they keep Christmas, in America they keep 25th, and Echami is 25th is the Nittul, and then Russia they keep the 7th, and 7th is the Nittul, trying to go, well, it depends what the reason is, you should go after them. But another reason, Devei Chaim says, interesting reason, he says, because the dinner is Im Tazven Yoyim Yomayim Ezvekel. If you leave Torah for one day, it goes away for 2 days. Echami, we got both days in. We don't leave Torah for one day, Echami, Torah left for you for 2 days. The passage is, again, we go after the Yontif, there's no problem at all. Then you don't keep nittul. If you keep nittul, keep nittul on dafka that day. It's brought down that the stipe himself, what would he do on nittul? So it says when Chavruta came to him and told him it's nittul, he closed Gemara and didn't learn. So it's him, why? If you nittul, it's Bnei Brach, what's the problem? So he says, because the one time Chosu walked in on nittul after some morning, and his spoiler happened, he thought he was happy, courage, learning on nittul, how can you do it? So the stipe said, I was Chil Hashem, he closed Gemara and will learn. He said he can learn Behira. Or Papa, he would learn. But the same, he wouldn't ask Chil Hashem.
No, it's
on Nebrach.
I think I saw that he went to Chavruta's house.
And he said, let's go find a place that was no one around. We could go learn there. But till then, he says, you can learn. It's also Zabenu on the Kufsat Gimel. But till then, he said, go talk, speak out on learning. I don't think he found a place. Okay. And he said, glad I told Chavruta, next year, don't tell me. Don't tell me, because if I don't know about it, someone come and tell me, then I could, but don't tell me, so I can go, if I'm going to inside the safer. What? No, he did. He wrote, he told me I didn't know, and if I'm going to close it. He definitely told me he didn't know, he closed the safer, but he couldn't keep on learning anymore.
The
guy thought, how can you learn, so he told me. If I'm going to close it, Chavruta told him? No, because then he can't tell the guy he didn't know. Maybe Chavruta should mark him and check, even though Betzim can't lie, maybe. However,
it was worse, he was Hasidish. There was more time on him.
No, but the Chaznish, the Chaznish told everyone to learn it to no problem, so I'm going to follow the Chaznish. And it's put down a couple places, Chaznish, what? True. So it could be Nichol Negeda, something smaller about him is Betzim, is Moshe, the Mice, Meshubbing down. In Shabbos, you can make Abdullah, but you can might make Abdullah when it's still Yom on Shabbos. He said, but don't do it because it's smaller around him. Look at it in the smaller. Or the Bar Moshe brings down that you can, going in a car and taking out something from a car on Shabbos is more to make it in. What's the reason? Going in, open the door. But he says, don't do it, only because it's smaller around him. People don't know. But Moshe has a tshuva about it, but if you can have artificial insemination, he says, make it in smaller. And he starts talking about the Gedei Tmul Ravim. People don't think it's Tmul Ravim. There is an Indian of Tmul Ravim that we are very machmer. You don't make it and things can be water. So fine, or the Rebbe Moshe has another tshuva about going to train on Shabbos. He said, "That's make it. What's wrong? Going to train? That's you want to pay for it? Please don't have to pay. Make it as mutter. Tmul Ravim didn't want to do it. And the Ar and Yonim, you know, besides Sabbath sounds like it's Chol Hashem. Could be Tmul Ravim means that we see in Allah things in mutter make it and we still machmer. Fine. Now this Yoshko. First, what's his real name? What's his name? So the Seder Darius brings down his name is Yeshua Yud Shin Vav Ayin, and the Rambam also in Hilchos Melachim Paragid Aleph Halacha Dalet says that Yeshua Hanoitzvi, who they thought was Mashiach, we went and killed him. This also again only in the Frankel Rambams, and the Frankel Rambam also in the Avodah Zarah and Paragid Halacha Aleph says that anyone who is an Apikoris, the din is we should ma'avid him biyad. And he writes, "Come on, Yeshua Noitzvi, the Chamidov. We should go kill biyad. Go and just kill them biyad. Yeshua Noitzvi, the Chamidov." So his name is Yeshua Noitzvi. That's clearly his name. So why do they call him Yeshu?
So what's the
right? He writes the name.
Yeah, that's
because those are not sure that
they still have discussed
his causes. No, but what's his name? What's his name? What's Moshe? Ram writes his name, Yeshua Noitzvi. Yud Shin Vav Ayin. What's his name? Yeshua Noitzvi. That's the name, Yeshua. So why do they call him Yeshu? So Tosis Ben Ephraim. No, from last week about the werewolves, Ben Ephraim. So he says that Yeshu stands for Yimach Shemoyim V'Zichroin. Tais is right. That's what we call him Yeshu Yimach Shemoyim V'Zichroin. Well, the Gemara calls him Oysa Ish, instead of Ben Ephraim and Pasha Vayelech. Why do they call him Oysa Ish? Because Gematria Yeshu Arur. Oysa Ish, Gematria Yeshu Arur. That's what we call him these things. Why do they call him Yeshu Anoitzvi? So the Lakutim, Maril, Lakutim, he also brings down Oyskov Gimel. They call him Noitzvi, Kamtari, he's formed from a person. That he's a mamzer. Partially, he's not. He's from a psula, immaculate conception. That's him. He's a mamzer. We tell, and he writes, but we should tell him the iska. Why I call him Neitzer? Because he came from Neitzer. He came from Nazarite. That's what you should tell them. But the reason why I call him Neitzer is again, Yeshua is a mashmei, but Zichron Neitzer is a form. He's a regular person. He's not a avodah zarah. Now, can you say Yeshua's name? No, Yeshua. Can you say his name in English? Can you say his name or not? Is there iska to say his name? People say mashmei, not say his name. Are you allowed to say his name or not? So the Goyin in the Siman Kuf Mezayin Yodei in Sif Aleph, the Goyin writes that this issue of saying on Avod Zara, supporting in the Torah Mishpat, says same lohim achem lo yiskiru. So Rambam brings down the Avod Zara Perkei and the Yodei in Kuf Mezayin. He's now saying the name of Avod Zara. This is the Raisa to say name of Avod Zara, and he says even so the Torah. I mean, you can't tell a guy, go meet me over there next to, and he says the name of Avod Zara. It's the Raisa the Gemara's measure says. So can you say what is the definition of Avodah Zarah? So says the Goyin, Avodah Zarah means only something that has a shame of a kus, a shame of a power of a koyach. Let's say the Avodah Zarah's name was Jack. He was born Jack, and he came 50 years later and announced himself as being a god. And he kept his name Jack. The word Jack is not a shame of a kus, it just happened to be his name. Therefore it says the Goyin, you want to say that name, there's no issa saying it's shame of him achem versus Gil. There's no issa. This Goyin is bringing it down from the Goyin's Maimonides, Ben Yeruchim, they all say the last say a person's name if it does not mean a lakus. So you look in the Frankels, the Rambam that came out last year, and Madam Perakei, you know, in the Great Maimonides and Ois Gimel, he adds in a couple more words. His marshal is, he writes, Kemo Yeshua Noitzvi. You last say his name, you last say Jesus. There's no answer. Why? Because even Shemel Machem Lo Skew is also. That's not going to Shemel Lakus. Jesus, no answer. Because that's not a Koyach. It happened to be his name. His name is Yeshua. It's Mutter.
That is Delakus.
What?
That is Delakus.
No, that's his name. His name was that. It doesn't mean a god. His name was Yeshua. That happened, in English means Jesus. That's his name. His name was Jack. What?
He
is.
He didn't make Alakos, but Jack, he made up a
no,
so Alakos that he
no, but his name does not mean. His name, the going that the Roshanim are saying, and Issa saying Hashem's name is only when the name means in Alakos, the Taich word.
It's the shame of the Alakos. Let's have a power that's the shame of Alakos. So there's the shame of Alakos. The shame of Alakos is Yashka.
No, but that he was born that way. He was born when they went to him when he was 8 years old at the mirror. They gave him this name. Nothing to do with Lakos. They gave him this name. They gave him this name. It came out.
That's why they called him Lakos.
Now they called him Lakos.
That's the name. The answer is sure. But then we have to say. But that's the name.
He also just English is just his name. It's just his name in English. And yes, a guy with a Hebrew, they call him Yeshua. A guy in Hebrew, what would they call him? They call him Yeshua. That is his name in English. This just happened to be his name. And again, that's the marshal of the Great Mammon, Yeshua Noitzvi. That just happened to be his name. It's just a title in English. How do you say Yeshua in English? Jesus. That's just the word. It could be also Lechor, the word, his last name of Christ, just mean he was anointed. Does it either mean Elikos? Lechor to say the name together. What?
Yes. Okay.
But it doesn't mean Elikos. It means he was anointed. He can be anointed for a lot of things.
Yeah,
went to before. The name itself doesn't mean any Holocaust. What? Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I got it. Actually, look at the Ghost Man. It sounds like he says a lot like the Imtavim also. He says also the Chol Lasek Christmas, even though we say Xmas. But to say the name, there is a loch in Kufman Zayin over there, and I think it's a base, that says you now give him a name Choshev, even though it's not Shem Lekuth, so the Machaper, but Shem Chivas you can give him. So therefore, the Marshal, Patrick, you can say, but St. Patrick is giving Cheshivas, he's a saint, or Mary, St. Mary you can't, but Mary you can't say, Mary just happened to be a name, Patrick happened to be the name. To say the saint, it will be also. Could be, but the type word, the mean is a mean, it's a shame of Cheshivas. So it could be Jesus Christ, the Christ giving Cheshivas to Jesus, and I mean, that could be it's also, it could be also, not also shame of Machem, it's not also the Cheshivas, who also, you can't say it. But saying his name itself, is more to make out in. I don't know what the word Pope means.
Pope
is the Shem Chosh,
it's in Pope John Paul.
No, but, I think he's drunk. No, Chosh is Avodah Zarah. Pope is a Shliach, he's not Avodah Zarah. No one thinks he's God. I don't know where they are. True. The Rosh, you're right. Maskev. The Shulchan Aruch is giving to their God. Therefore, maybe Dafka Yoshka, you can't say his name Christ, God gives Chosh. St. Man, maybe you can't say. The pray to the saints. I don't know what they are, who they are. I'm understanding.
No, that's what they do.
So what are they? They're malachim, they're shlichim, what are they?
They're acting like them.
They have koyach.
Yeah.
So if so, they have koyach. Could be that's also. Can't, I'm not sure how. Maybe it's the Catholic but and the Protestants, and I'm sure they argue.
So you can't say the saint even if it's the name of the school or street. You shouldn't say the name.
V'yin chshivus avod zara.
So Sarah is really Saint Mary.
Yeah. You know. Nobody, they're not giving Cheshivas Avodah Zarah. They're not giving Cheshivas, that happens to be the name now.
So the school is also?
What?
So school?
What school could be also?
Do you have people not in the schools?
No.
Yeah, someone went to St.
John's,
right?
What? No, again, you're not giving... That's the name. This one is the shame of Machem was askew. You can't mention their name. The seventh thing, King of the Cheshivas, calling something St. John's. You know, you're just calling the school, you don't mean...
They're mentioning the name.
Yeah, but I don't know John. Who John is? John is one of the disciples, I think. One of the 12 disciples, 5. I don't know who they are. Depends where they are.
The
actually, so brings it down all the history.
The
Avodah Zarah, it can use Avodah Zarah. The Shem Lekus as a simon.
They're not using
it.
No,
there's one Isser. Stop saying the name. Shem Lechem Lekus. The name of Avodah Zarah can't say. The second Indian of Cheshivas. Two separate Indian. One's the Isser Eis, and one's in Samadur Abonim. So we are very machmir. We are very machmir not to say the name. We say Xmas and we say Yoshko Yeshu Machshmei V'Zichroin. Why? So the whole pshat is a gemara to Nedim Sam Gimel Bei. It says all it's telling us is also you shouldn't make anything chutzpah v'Zar. V'Zar we want to be machmir as much as possible from it to make fun of it. To Xmas and Yeshu is Machshmei. We're trying to make fun and say Yoshko Pandrik the Mamzer. We want to separate ourselves and all it tells us also. How about this is Mutter and all the Gedolim L'Chura through generation always machmir not to say his name and not. Only maybe Latzarev, but Mikad and Smote, but still you should be you should not say his name or say anything Shaykh to him and try to be Machik from
it.
Yoshko? Again, Yeshu, the name is Yeshu, they call me. It stands for Yemach Shemoy Vezechoin. And that's why we call me Yeshu, Yemach Shemoy Vezechoin. Yoshko, I think, is a Yiddish nickname. Yeah, the word Yeshu, the Svam is written in Yeshu. Or again, we call him Pandura, Yoshka Pandurik, the whole name is Pandura, we just from the end on the Kuf, we're getting Yoshka and the Pandura. They're fine. Another thing, what about the dates? Our date 2002, it's got, why we can't, what?
So to say Yoshka in English, you're saying it's not from?
Mika Dinas, more to slow you should be marking from it.
Isn't it that as a curse?
As a curse? Yeah. Depends how you say it. There's a lot of words, as they say.
It's not that final lesson, that's for sure.
That's true. And that final lesson you should not say any time. Rashi says over a story that Yisra Palm, you know, certain machines don't mean that the bad, can you say it or not? So he says, what do you mean? You mean like fresh? So Rashi said, you know, sit from there, you know. He meant there's other words.
Full-out words
of the story? Yeah.
Full-out words.
No, he said fresh. See, so. But nicely, you see that his mostly echami, all words, whether it's whether they can say H-E-double-L-L or whatever they want to say, these words or D-A-M, Vavadi shouldn't say it, and a lot of that's with Bukhura of Razma trying to say these words. Vavadi does not need to say, he shouldn't say it. You know, maybe make a dinamotor.
What happens from Sukkim then also? You have to speak the Lashon
Kiyah, no? Yeah, but that's saying either. No, the stop you're saying this thing is that's disgusting. More in Ksubis Chetzer Bey is only saying else as a Nafka or Tashmish. Right, also the Evin Kulum, Yidei Loma Kal Nichol and Chopo. That's Nafka that Gemara is talking about. Lloyd, if you look. Same one. Well, if you look in the Kiveg over there, it sends you to a Taz in your day that says, Dafka, if you say the word, you have Kavana for that word itself. You're saying it's a curse. He says, you won't get the 70 years of clawless. What you're more saying 70 years. It's not Nehepach. Won't be Nehepach Tevura. So, true, again, it's bad, but this whole Indian is Dafka, you have Kavana to say it. That's what Taz says. So, again, count of the dates. So we count 2002 from what? Pashas from Yoshko was born, even though there are arguments exactly which Yoshko, maybe he's born before and afterwards. So you last say the date 2002, because it's remembering Yoshko. So the Maram Shik says Yimangas Chedish, the Yisra Metshuva, if you like write on a Matseva of a person, they wrote the date. So you like write a Goyisha date on a Matseva, he's born this year and died this year. So the Maram Shik writes in your Yodayism Kuf Ayin Aleph, it's Yisra Deraiso. Why Shemel Himachem Moisaskiu? Since you're going to write a date, whatever day, 1582, whatever, that's 1582 of what, when Yoshko was born, it's, you're going to remember the name of Yoshko, and it's the Reis of Shemel Himachem Moisaskiu. The Bar Moisho also has a tshuva, the Matzino has a similar tshuva in the Chelaches, and some Yilchas, and Yutes, and he brings common Makarius and Reis that the person should not say the date. He's talking about the day, the month, and the year, it's only the year. He brings him Ramshik, Shemel Himachem Moisaskiu. Right, so he talks about the month. There's a different shot about the month. There's Ramban already in the Chavos Chaim. It says a month to say on the Hebrew ones, or the day of the week. So I'm sorry for already. But let's stick to the year. So the year, he also said, it's awesome. He's writing this tshuva in 1980. He says, when Moshe, when you write a check. So what do you do when you write a check? There's no space, no room. So he said, when he himself writes a check, he writes the year was 1980. He wrote either 980 or 80. And he writes that any time I had money in my account, they always took it out. They never bothered me that money. You don't have to wait the whole year 1980. Whenever they have money, they never bothered me. And again, my two tshuvas have much as awesome, the value you should not write the whole date.
Why is Shemali Him? The Ram is
the reference,
it's not.
So, these are Ram Shik, again, many other, so exactly. What's before the minute oil do? We do say the date, and we do write the regular dates.
The symptoms you write the January 1st, whatever. Like, what's you write?
So one, rather, Bamo Shah, the King White One, because one is really Nisan, it's not January. That's another problem. King White One, one. Yes, well, that's Chesed 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 He writes in the Chosel Lechem, he writes, the Ramban down Alocha, that you have to, you can't write one, you have to write either January. He writes it clearly. So that's again, what?
January?
That's what, again, the Chosel Chaim, some play for the Ramban.
Okay, yeah.
You have to write one. Yeah, as you said before. That's the one shot, that's stand one thing. That's Chosel Lechem, that's nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah, that's a separate thing. But the Avodah Zarah, they want to say, it's about saying the year. So now saying, the Maisa, we are not still need to write the year and say the year. What's Pshat? It's interesting that the Ram Shik says, not only is it saying it, but even it's even writing it, the year is also. And the Be'er Yitzchak also in the other day also says, not only Dafka, it means Shem or Kim Achem was skewed, it means Dafka or Yoshka. He says it means any Greek mythology, anything people say over, I don't know, Greek mythology, they have Zeus or whatever, they have all these different names. He says it's all the Greek, even though they're not around anymore. He says maybe there's some tribe somewhere who do keep them being a god. And Echonami, all the Greek mythology, all the names people say over stories, read over books. He shouldn't say, oh, Cupid or whatever they are, I don't know who they are. So of course, also Nichol is Saint Mr. Deraiso.
Meditations also, because it's B-U-D.
Maybe there's some tribes that still hold it, Echami can say it. If they hold it, we all a real God, he can say it. I'm not sure why I'm allowed to say it also in the Shia, I'm not sure. Could be a mat.
There are places in the mountains, you know what's a funny name?
Places.
Meditation centers,
they have names. Also, it's not only in Nalte Yad, I mean, even G-D, we now, Mishavu Pehe says Nalte G-D, it's the Sheba Sheba Vatolo. Yeah, Sheba Sheba Vatolo, he says. Sim Pehe, and Mishavu says Vatolo.
He writes Gimel
Tess. He writes Gimel Tess, and Moshe writes Gimel Al Dal, then Gimel Tess, right? Nalte Yad. Machloikis, but that's what Moshe holds time, well, passing. Even Hashem's name, nothing to do with this, but the same thing, Kin say it, you know, people do.
Exit Balfour.
Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch says things that the Torah brings down, you want to say. Shulchan Aruch says anything the Torah writes or anything the Targum writes, those things you want to say, because the Torah already wrote it and you read the Torah. So right, you want to say it. Pasha is because it was Mavotul already. Anything is Mavotul, you want to say.
Have you now seen all these things of change? The names of religion?
The names of religion, yeah. The names of their God, no. That means if they have these God, I don't know what they have there. No. So these things that I'll say. So might again back to the date, the year. How can you say the date? So there be Omer and others. Chalakim Yodeis and Tess. He says first of all the dates. He has three reasons why I say the dates, which is the Minigal Ilum. One is first of all when you write 2002, no one in the right mind is thinking, no, 2002 of what of Yashka. This is not true. No one's thinking about that. We don't mean that. I just mean to make things. What?
You say AD or BC?
AD, what does AD mean? I mean, you say, and most people try to be Machman say CE or BCE, right? Common Era before Common Era. But anyway, AD, whatever it stands for. Well, the Bible, you don't even think, so you just know, it means after. No, he says, the Mamshik says, it can bring you to think about Yashka, and therefore there's an instant of Shemel Kim Achem with Siskiu. Siskiu can be. Because Lois. Why?
Because.
Lois Siskiu.
About the Shema
Zohar. So, Stam is a shell, every Zohar in the Torah doesn't mean Belev of a Peh. Zohar is a Shabbat Zakacha, we might think Dafka Belev, Kamashal Peh, we have a special Pasuk. Right? So, there, the Mamshik, when Chsik all talk about what all the Zakiru is in the Torah to mean. Is the Torah now Megala, all of them always be prepared, or it's even Belev? It's not Mashal, it's not Machalik, it's a Choynim. Where Shagashai says always means prepare, and it sounds like others want to say it means even Belev.
Is this
the way I
have to think
the name of it? That's the Imam Shik, it's a Chiddush, it brought down the Taka Chuvan and Kufim Zayin. It's a Chiddush. That's what he says. In Ein Shom.
You can't listen to people.
After
someone's going to say the name of it,
it's not. No. Some of the things you can't control, Yes, let me.
If someone like Shasha to death. Someone ships or something and says, oh, Yashka, is that the king of Beth? Should have been close to the list
or something? Well, again, Yashka, that's my last day anyway.
Or English, you said it might be.
You say, like, hard and tough. No, you can't, you should say it.
Even they're not thinking about
Yashka, they're getting a lot of say, but other things, not much like that. If you mean, they're
able to say.
Oh, so one time is, first of all, that we don't mean the date. Second of all, look at the Yom HaKohen. Again, all these Yerushalayim are clearly right. Again, the Dakim Moshe Bechor also brings down this great Maimonides that the Mekah Din.
Even if you do mean the date, but if you ask the Yashka Salt, so I can say 2002.
That's what the Yom HaKohen brings down. It says, the Pella, and the common fortune is the Kasha. You can say Yashka's name, and but to say date, to remember Yashka that you can't say.
You haven't been Yashka, remember.
But more can we remember, that's the time, you can't have understand it.
If you make a whole date out of it, then you idolize
it,
the whole massive. Just
saying
the name
alone.
Make 2,000 years of
this kind of life. But there are two ways to look at it. I mean, there's one way to look at it, like Shem is saying that, again, when you say 2002, you just mean the most is you think, the most you can think is Yashka, and Yashka itself you can say, it should be no answer. We say, like, what you've done is saying, that Be'etzem, when you can defeat that Be'etzem, I don't know your name, sorry. when you say his name, you think about everything. Fine, but that's, again, the second reason why L'chur you can say his name, which we're not to. Why not say his name? And the third reason, he says anyway, 2002 of what? And he says anyway, the historian books bring down that Yashka Be'etzem was born before BC, or he was born, the different Yashkas talking about, they made mistakes. So we're not even counting 2002 from the day he was born. They made mistakes on Cheshbon. So we're not even counting from him anyway. Some of this date of 2002 is from something else. Some they change the calendar that day. The few reasons why the Be'etzem and the Minigal seems to be Mekel. Noah Halacha is also a Shesi Ve'eriv. Shesi Ve'eriv means a cross. So you're allowed to, let's say you have a cross in your house, you'll have a chest at the cross. There's also a mutter. So there's a Ramah, and some Kuf, and Malaf, and Sefalaf, and Porsche, and Ramah. The Ramah writes, in the Ramah that we have, he writes, Tzuris, Shemeshtachim loy, Dinoy kidin tselem. Tzuris, forms that we bow down to, has din like a tselem. For also, Beloy Bittel, has din like a void zor, and you can't have a no from it, unless the goy is mevatel it. However, Aval oisin shetoylem betzava, those that hang around the neck, those things, Vazikorin, loy mikri tselem or mutter. Things that hang around the neck is not a void zor, and it's mutter. That's what I'm also
saying. That exact one,
So he writes two shmishtachim, he doesn't write what. However, you look at the different prints, before the senses, or looking at the back of the tree, where it has the original prints. The words are, Tzuras Shesi Ve'erib. The most talking about is a cross. That's what I'm just talking about. A cross that they bowed down to was awesome. However, a Tzuras Shesi Ve'erib, they hung around the necks, with stamp they have, but no, so says that more before Shemot Smotar, there's no Israel at all. The Shach says that Taf, we know for sure he didn't bow down to it. Therefore, the Mephoshim of the Loch is, if you have a chest in your house, the cross, you want to have it. You don't have to break it off. Again, with Machmer, because you don't want to have crosses, and we're from it. However, Ikadin, a Shet Verim is a cross, going up and down. The Gemara's Loch is a Shet Verim. So there are more that says black, white, they have no, there's only no smotum. And Moshe writes in Tshuva, if you have a stamp with a cross in it, he says, even though Avadzai can ask the stackle, but here's Lenoi, Lenoi Lemutal the stackle, so Mustam is no issue for it, and therefore the stamps you can have is no problem, because it's not Avadzai. However, there is...
There's a matter of there that
lies at
the bottom of the cross, the key.
So what? Picture.
Like
all
the
things
that.
But he's holding
his hand.
No,
so no ismikatin. The
daka.
Well, I'll get to it. So the also the daka tshuva. Daka tshuva says the maisa. It really does depend. So now, if you, I think you would think it's so that the course that they have, they hold their hands when they make their benediction, whatever they when they make brachas before they eat, or when they before they go to sleep, they hold it, they kiss it. Those things could give the shema avodah zarah. Those things in the chami bezman hazeh daka tshuva says could be in the chami. They do have a din avodah zarah. The course itself around the neck. They use, and the could be also. The Catholic certainly is, the Protestant maybe not. Do you know the difference? No. Okay, after the Reformation, there's a difference. The Catholic certainly is. Protestant is after the Reformation, maybe not. But no, it's before Shem, the Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam writes, and others are Shem, the Avodah Zarah. So again, Nachum, so the one that hangs around the neck could be Tosser. Unless you know for sure they won't even it, but again, the chest, that's the or your those things are certainly mutter. How about again, writing the T?
Let's say chest is
smaller. What?
Chest is smaller.
Needs to rub it with the back. How chashir
they put on the king? Yeah, but again, they're not talking about Vodzaro. They're putting a crown. This is part of the game. They're not making Vodzaro. Again, you can have a cross, and they normally don't bow down to it. They're mutter. What's the difference between the chest if no one bowed down to this king? Right? Came from a store. No one. No?
On the chest,
no, but no, 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 even there, there's nothing to do with anything. It's precious, it's mortar. Before you have more, it's mortar. You know, someone told me last year, they said, no, someone told me another way. It's precious, it's mortar. What? Sorry? It was never used, precious. First of all, more holes in the stomach is not used, and then the shaft holes, in terms of my colleagues, if you have no. It's meant to play with, it wasn't meant to bow down to. No one bowed down to your chest. What? No one bowed down to it. No one. A necklace depends, and then the Echonam Dak Shuvah gets involved. What it was made for? If you want to make it, then either separate shadow, because then maybe they didn't make it of what's
are. A
necklace might be different. If a necklace was not bowed down to, then it's more to come.
What does that remind you? Doesn't remind you of the whole.
Nothing to remind you. There's an Issa Vodazar to have enough. But the shadow, was this piece of Vodazar? Was this a little bop or a little Getchkona? So if. So there's a shach with it. Fine, the Shulchan Aruch still asks it. Shulchan Aruch still asks it. Shulchan Aruch says, anyway, so even if you have sin, Videnu is still supposed to have an off from it. Anyway, so the trees, everything is all awesome.
You manufacture it and sell it?
So again, let's say, listen, either he has a whole shadow of flowers, manufacture it and sell it. What? And say, listen, even I think it's on the last page, he talks about the shadow of can sell it. He's on come on sheet. again, certainly the your chest has more to your stamps are more to. Let's say the window has a cross, let's say a bar is going across back and forth. So again, the Dr. Shuva says, was not mainly Shem avoid Zara, you let it happen. It said maybe in the shul you should take it down, stipe it in the Letterman shul with a makbid, make sure there are no crosses in it. However, but
the Chutz Mishul. When they washed the hands.
Yeah, you saw it and they changed it. True. You might say, here's the Etzim, but again, the Kiyah could be out of shul. But I'm making it more than the chore to add a T.
Biscuit is very mackered.
Yeah, fork and a knife on the table.
Not to have it over each other.
Yeah. So people do write a T with a hook, or they write a cross without the bottom, or the plus without the bottom. Again, make it in the chore more. Again, the chore would just be mackered. We don't have a chassis there.
Mackered or not?
No.
No, it's of course a Gosher. No, it's not a Pasha Gosher. There's no din. It's not a Gosher. We don't want...
This time was so much in this Chedushi Torah that there shouldn't be a position on Nick across the...
So you keep saying... So Stipe, I think it's... and told us Yaakov, we could say all the stories, we could find involved. So he says also he's very mapping this piece of paper, he's very mapping he went to Kaisel. Also being another interesting story is that when he went to go to his new house, move into, so he came back, he's very upset. He said, why? Well, what happened? He says, they have this chassis area over there. Why? Because they put up electric poles, and they have electric poles that look like a chassis area. And he got very upset. So he said, we have to establish. And what he did, he wrote to the electric company and said, you know, it's a mock of creative, and a chassis area we can have here, please. And he said, you got to do your establish. Kids, a couple days later, they came around looking for Rabbi Kanievsky. Where does he live? And they went to him, they sat down by him, they explained how to build it correctly, with no chassis area, and how to do it. And they took it out. They took it out. The Stipe explained to them how to build it correctly. He wrote in the letter how to build it, and they sat down. This is what down again told Yaakov. And they changed it. They changed it. The chashmal looked like a chassis veyer, looked like a cross. In front of his house. What?
The pole and the wires.
Pole and the wires. Yeah. They weren't cross. No, before right. He also writes in the shul. They were very machmer. No, the daka tshuva. Daka tshuva. Shul meishu say daka shul yishu machmer. Very machmer cross
the board. The only one on the block that doesn't have.
Yes, I don't know. Nicely, they say he didn't go out on his porch, his back, because the back was just a electric. They didn't change the electric company, the one in the back of his house. So he didn't want to go out there. He got it, he was very, very machmir. So again, it could be a takosha. I don't think it's mekadin. Lechol against mepush, Allah has mutter. And they no electric company built it on chassis area. They did because practical reasons. Lechol against mekadin mutter. Again, Kaisal has these takoshas and we're machmir. Just end off. The Gemara in Gittin, on the Bavim Beit, from Zainam Al, the Gemara says that Uncles want to Mgar. And he asked, through Kishiv, to first Titus Arash, and then Bilam, who's Emes? Who's the real person in this world? He asked, and they're in Shemayim already, they're dead. So he said, the Emes is Klai Yisrael. So he asked, should I be Megari to them? So Titus and Bilam both said, no, be Metzai to them, and you'll be Rosh in this world, but don't be Megari. Don't. He went to Oysa Ish, the Chassidus and Shah says, he went to Yoshka, and he asked him, who's the Emes? Mahu Choshev, who's Choshev? He said, Klai Yisrael. What should I do? He said, Enechlam, you be Megari, come part of them, establish them, come a chelik of them. The Gemara says, so, and the one guy goes on what the punishment of Bilam was, of Titus was, and Yeshu, Yoska's punishment, the Gemara says he's burnt in Tzaya every day. They gather him up and burn him again in Tzaya. Chedusha Rim Agar writes, what would he do? Lal Mito? He would cut toilet paper for the Gansiyon for Shabbos that night. Zlech Nishmas Yoshka was burnt in Tzaya. That's the Chedusha Rim. So this Indian, so like the Gemara says, we see Yoshka, circle safe, he see what he was, he was a Poshi Yisrael, he made some people go off the Derech, he was such a Rosh, so many pogroms and Mitzich happened because of him, yet he said, go be with David Klai Yisrael. It's most likely that we should learn, no matter how far Yid is, no matter, it could be Yoshka, no matter how far circle safe is Yid, and he should try to make care of them and bring them close, and he has a pintle Yid inside of him, and Takmin Zechav Deshavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav